From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The deadline for deciding the fates of hundreds of thousands of dreamers or young immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally came and went Monday with no action by Congress or the White House. U.S. President Donald Trump announced in September he was ending protection from deportation for the dreamers by scrapping the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders puts the inaction squarely on lawmakers.
It's Congress's job to pass laws, and the president has laid out what he wants to see them. And the sad part is that both Republicans and Democrats don't disagree on most of the merits of this legislation. The fact that they can't actually come together and get something done is pathetic, and now they're using the courts as an excuse. They need to come to work and actually do what they were elected to do.
But Democrats blame President Trump and the Republican leadership for failing to pass any immigration bills in the Senate, and Speaker Paul Ryan in the House for not bringing the matter to the floor. More than 700,000 young dreamers could face deportation soon. Officials in Seoul say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hosted a dinner late Monday to welcome top aides of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. In the latest diplomatic effort that some hope will pave the way for direct talks between the U.S. and North Korea. The goal of a broader dialogue could be complicated by military planned drills. However, as a commentary published by North Korea's official KCNA news agency warned that Pyongyang would counter the U.S. if it holds joint military exercises with South Korea in April. The special delegation, the head of the National Intelligence Service, Soo Hoon, is a veteran in dealings with the North. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House Monday that Iran must be stopped. That's their common challenge. The two leaders sat alongside one another and discussed how to end Iran's military advances in the Middle East. Mr. Trump said he believes the U.S. can help broker peace between Israelis and Palestinians, and he referred to his decision to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem as a proud moment toward the effort.
It would be a great achievement, and even from a humanitarian standpoint, what better if we could make peace between Israel and the Palestinians? And I can tell you, we are working very hard on doing that, and I think we have a very good chance. And the biggest difficulty that anybody's had, you look over 25 years, nobody could get past, number one, Jerusalem. They couldn't get past it. We've taken it off the table.
And while there's been fallout from U.S. President Trump's announcement that his administration would impose new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, he says administration officials are currently working something out to make exception for at least two countries.
The U.S., Canada, and Mexico are currently in negotiations on revising the North American Free Trade Agreement, with the latest round of talks wrapping up in Mexico City. Trump contended Monday on Twitter the 24-year-old agreement has been a bad deal for the USA. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
An international convoy of humanitarian aid trucks has reached besieged eastern Ghouta in Syria, but government forces continue their aerial bombardment and ground assault against the rebel enclave. In addition, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 85 people have been killed, 190 injured Monday in the latest attacks, even as the aid was arriving.
Hundreds have been killed in the last 2 weeks as Syria's military tries to regain territory inside eastern Ghouta. Syria's President Bashar Assad says the military offensive will continue.
As long as there are people who we think are the majority in eastern Ghouta who want to exit the control of the terrorists and go to the state's control, then there should be a truce that can open the way even for one person to move from the control of the terrorist to the control of the government.
The advance comes after 15 days of deadly attacks and airstrikes on the rebels. Thousands have huddled in underground tunnels and basements trying to survive. Jesus Semelny, VOA News, Washington.
A former Russian military spy who was convicted of spying for the British is critically ill after being exposed to an unknown substance in the UK. That's according to two sources close to the investigation. Another person, a woman, has also been found with that individual. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.